Illinois State Representative Brandon Phelps preparing to head to Springfield session this afternoon around, I think session is 2 or 3, Brandon?
3 o'clock.
3? Morning. How are you been? How you been?
Good, Tom. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
You know, so I've been thinking about this, and I'm thinking, what, there's three things that can happen, three major things when it comes to money. We can have a budget, we can have a comprehensive stopgap budget, or we can go to the grand bargain. Which one of those three are you thinking is most likely to succeed at this point in Springfield?
Well, inside baseball, Tom, and I say that a lot with you because I want you to know and I want our listeners to know, right now, House Democrats, we're looking at a budget. We're looking at a full budget right now. That's the phone calls we've been getting. I think we may go to caucus again today. You know, you saw what happened last week. If you know anything about Rich Miller, he knows. He's on the inside, and he hears things about both caucuses and both chambers. Evidently, the House Republicans last week went to caucus and told the governor they're tired of being bullied, and they want to go back and vote their districts, and they're wanting to get a budget as well. So, I'm starting to see, and I'm starting to be hopeful for once that you're going to start getting a budget, and the talks are there. I mean, the Senate's talking about a grand bargain. We're talking about doing some revenues and doing some. Doing a full budget, Tom, and that's what we need. That's what we need.
All right. Now, when it comes to a budget, is it possible in the state of Illinois to have a balanced budget, one, and two, a balanced budget without a tax increase, two?
Well, that's the $30-some-odd billion question, Tom. I don't know how you can do a full budget without some type of increases. I mean, some of the things, and I'm not saying I'm going to vote for this. I'm just saying what I've been hearing. You're hearing, you know, taxes on services. You're hearing income tax again. You're hearing some sales tax. You're hearing gaming. I mean, you're hearing everything to try to get Illinois out of the, you know, the funk that we're in. And you know, in our credit ratings are going horrible. You saw Treasurer Ferrix get up the other day and called on the governor to stop this bad credit rating because that's just going to hurt our future. It already has hurt our future. It's going to hurt our future. So I think you're seeing a lot of legislators finally telling all their leaders and trying to come together and saying, look, enough is enough. You know, let's go back, vote our districts. Let's get this thing done for the betterment of Illinois. And, Tom, it's long overdue, buddy. It's long overdue.
You know, a lot of these social services are saying, are we going to be included? Because they felt that they have really been left out in the cold over the last couple of years. And cumulatively, a lot of them say our backs are now officially against the wall, or more accurately, our noses are underwater.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right now, Greg Harris, the leader of the House Democrat budget negotiations, there's no way he's going to let social services go by the wayside. I mean, there's just no way he's going to do that. And I don't see it either. And Tom, when some of the phone calls that we've been getting, you know, they're asking us, what would you like to see? And I tell them too, you know, not only do I want K-12 and our universities and community colleges to have the money they deserve, you know, we got to help our social services. We got to help our seniors. I mean, the most, you know, vulnerable people that need these kind of services, we got to have it, Tom. And, you know, we can't forget them. But the other thing I would like to see, and this is being greedy, and we can't be greedy right now, but if we're going to talk about big things, we need big things. Tom, you know how many counties I represent? 11. And there's
right.
A lot of little small communities in those 11 counties. They need some capital. And you know, we can't put that on the back burner. If we're going to talk about a big deal and a grand bargain, we need to talk about a capital bill, too, because those communities have suffered. They need some more money to help out on their infrastructure. And, Tom, I'm willing to vote on that.
Can we get this all done? Can we do this?
Yeah. Tom, and that's what I hate about this. You know, in the years I've been here, even back when, you know, Larry Wooler, growing up with Glenn Pritchard and Larry Wooler, Jim Fowler and David Phelps, all them being here, and I got to be a Senate page a few years. You know, we always wait till the last minute. And I wish, you know, I said this, I think, earlier in some of your programs. I wish we would just, I know we need other legislation around this state. I wish we could just put everything and table everything and just concentrate more on the budget. We always do this at the last, seems like 2 weeks, every year before our May 31st deadline, Tom. That's usually how it is.
Right.
And I wish we would do it even earlier, but things don't start coming together, and then you start, then the pressure grows from both caucuses and both chambers, and then, you know, people back home are beating the legislators up, wanting to get something done. And you're starting to see that escalate right now. Our caucus in the House Democrats, and I can only talk about our caucus because everything else is just hearsay and what you read in Capital Facts or the newspapers. Our caucus is pretty civil. We are pretty much in agreement. We want a budget. Now, I'm not supposed to talk to you about what happens in our caucus, but I want our listeners to know, and that's not a lie. Our House Democrat caucus, we are pretty much at the consensus that we want a budget. You're starting to see the other caucuses tell their leaders, too, that it's time. Enough is enough. Let's get this done for the betterment of Illinois, and our Illinois taxpayers deserve this. So, Tom, I'm hopeful right now. I'm about 80% hopeful that we can get something done.
Matt,
and I would have told you, I know that probably maybe music to the listeners' ears, but earlier what I tell you, I thought it would be about 40%, but I think it's about 80% right now that I think we can get something done.
You know, the announcement I saw via AP last week that Speaker Madigan had been sending envoys out to find areas of common ground with Rauner's office.
He has. And remember, everybody wants to talk about Madigan, and I'm not taking up for him because there's a lot of things that I disagree with him on. He's got a budget with every Republican governor, every governor he served with. And remember, it was Governor Rauner that stopped the grand bargain with the Senate Democrat leader. That was nothing to do with Madigan. So now, the rumor has it, Governor Rauner has gone to the speaker and said, what common ground can we find? Because I think there's a lot of pressure within the Republican caucus to get something done. And it's not all on them. We've told Madigan, Tom, I feel like we've done our parts. We even had a lot of Chicago Democrats that told the speaker, we got to get something done. And I think he's at the relation now that we need to get something done. And I think he's really working on that. And I applaud him for that, Tom. I really do. But I think there's a lot of mounted pressure on Governor Rauner to get something done, and they're more or less telling him he has to come to the table. We'll see.
You feel the pressure, too.
Oh, Tom, I told you this many, many times I've been on your show. I'm a realist. I only thing I have is my word in this game. And I told you, I'm tired of seeing people suffer and money not going. You know, I was with Randy Dunn again the other night. We've got to do something for SIU. I mean, you're talking about an economic engine we have in Illinois, it's about to close.
Right.
I mean, we've never been to this point. And Tom, enough's enough. We got to get something done. And that's why I told you I'd be willing to give myself to get something done because our future is just getting ready to be ruined more and more.
You know what I find? This is a personal experience that I find out whenever I'm desperate, sometimes I make bad decisions, desperate decisions that I look back on. And going, man, was it that bad that you had to do that? Because I'm kind of a cut your nose off to spite your face kind of guy if I'm pushed to it. I wonder about that in particular. I mean, does pressure, when it builds up to this point, say, okay, we'll just get something, anything done, and then you look back and go, oof.
No, Tom, because, that's the thing. You can be desperate and lose your head, but at the same time, you've got to keep your head and do what's best for your district. That's why that's why they voted for me. I think they think that I've got decent judgment, that I'm not going to sell them down the river. And I didn't do it that one time, on the income tax. That's one of the reasons why Speaker Manning and I didn't get along for a while, because he really wanted me to vote on that. But, you know, he's our leader. He's been here before. I'm not going to say I'm going to be with him on everything. But, Tom, there's some things that I think I can vote on, like maybe gaming. I'd love to see Cindy Bunch have her gaming facility down there. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it'd be wonderful for our area, with the jobs and things. But, that's some of the things. We've got to start talking about revenues, but I'm not so sure yet it's the right thing to do with an income tax. But, we'll see. There's got to be some other things, and there's other things that we're talking about, Tom.
Well, I've been talking last week with a number of people. I said, what people I think fail to recognize, because what we're looking at is a lack of a budget and people not getting money. What we've really not come to truly appreciate as taxpayers in this state, that there's a big tab and somebody has to pay the bill, and the bill's coming due. Waitress, check, please. It's coming to the table. Somebody's got to pay it.
And that's exactly right. Somebody's got to pay, and we're going to have to pay this together. And it's not going to be one caucus over the other. It's going to have to be both caucuses working together, Tom.
Yeah, the only way to get through. I wonder, does the proximity, the gubernatorial election, already the commercials running in some categories, and you see people poisoning themselves, beginning to do things that look very campaign-like, will that affect this vote?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's why you're seeing talks already starting that you would never see before. You know, the governor said there's no way he's going to do a budget without some of his reforms. But I'm telling you, the pressure's there, Tom, on a lot of people, and they're wanting, you know, they're talking about getting something done. Like I said, I just wish it was earlier starting these talks than, yeah, you know, what they started last week.
A couple of other side notes. My understanding is you're taking a swing at the ball when it comes to getting some assistance for people who suffered from flooding in that 10-inch rain.
Yeah, so, you know, I did a resolution to try to get, you know, some money down there. We're trying to, you know, the feds has just not been able to help us out. And, Tom, we, you know, you and I put our hair out talking about this, trying to get that deal down where, you know, they can get the money because it's so high and these little towns can't get there. But I'm also doing that. I'm also trying to do a flood supply thing again by traveling the district. I saw a lot of people that lost a lot of personal items. So I just want to make sure that they're taken care of. And, you know, hey, my office is a sounding board, Tom, and I want to utilize that. I want to thank you personally for helping me with my sale drive, you know, for the veterans. You were very helpful on that, and I appreciate that. Tom, that's some of the things that we need to do more of. When you're a legislator, especially in Southern Illinois, there's so much you can do with your office that can help people. And my community knows I set aside money to help everything in my community. There's not one thing that I hardly say no on that I really want to help. And that's what you got to do. And I tell you what, you got to give back. And that's what all I'm trying to do.
What is this deal you're working on about high-speed communication and internet? In particular, my understanding is for public safety police officers and things along that lines. What I was told, I don't know a lot about House Bill 2691.
Yeah, so Tom, I'm the sponsor of the telecom rewrite. And what we're trying to do, instead of spending money on the old network, and I'm talking the old copper landlines, I'm trying to get the telecom industry, AT&T and Verizon, to take, which they don't want because you can't hardly find parts for that old landline, that copper landline. You got some of those parts come from eBay.
Yeah.
No one hardly makes them anymore. So all I'm trying to do is get the state of Illinois. Let's not spend the millions and millions of dollars on the old network. Let's transition to the new technology and take that money and put it into new cell towers, you know, where you can go down to Hardin County and have, you know, cell service. And some of the areas around the state, up in Macomb, you can hardly get any cell service on the way to Macomb. Things like that. So all I'm trying to do is just to invest in technology to make sure that Illinois is going to be lockstep with the rest of the country in the new technology that we're getting. I mean, there's some areas now that are getting 5G, Tom.
Right.
And that's all I'm trying to do. Why use money on the old system when we can have that and take that and grow our technology and bring more jobs, bring more state-of-the-art companies to the state of Illinois?
Yeah, next-gen 911, among other things here. This legacy hardware is a deal in not only law enforcement communications but in private industry too, which is something because everybody's been cutting. We've been cutting, and we've been trying to save money ever since 2008 in Illinois. You know, you look at how much it costs to live here. It jumps up every day, costs, taxes, and everybody's leaving old hardware in place to get by, and then one day you get caught, and then you don't like it. Hey, before I let you go, I spoke with Illinois State Rifle Association President Richard Pearson this morning about this gun shop owner legislation.
Yeah, they're wanting to put new licenses on every gun dealer in the state of Illinois, and it's something that the anti-gunners are really using, really trying to push this year. It's about the only item they have that they think they can win, because it passed the Senate the other day by one vote, and now they're all really happy and they think they can win the House. So we've already met with the NRA. I've met with Rich Pearson in my office even last week. We've got a really good strategy. We've got a few people on the House Republicans and the House Dems that we need I would just tell everybody, if you're a member and you care about the Second Amendment, call your House Democrats, call your House Republicans, and call the governor. I mean, we need to get this done. It's already done in the Senate, and I was really sick about that. But the anti-gunners haven't had a win in Springfield in a long time, Tom, and they think this is their chance. And there's a lot of outside money coming to Springfield right now to try to get that passed. It's unbelievable how much money is going to be spent on this one issue. So we're doing our part right now, but like I said, they've never had a win, and I don't want them to start now.
You know, and it's kind of interesting because the redundancy, federal government's already doing it, and now we're going to do it again. Right. I mean, that's the kind of thing that people look to Springfield and go, man, come on, we're already doing it once. Now we got to do it again. When we can't do one thing, a lot of things right the first time, we want to do something twice.
Tom, the anti-gunners are just trying to put gun dealers out of business. They think if they put this extra tax on, they're not going to do it, and they're just going to fall out of business. That's all they're trying to do, make it harder for our law-abiding gun owners to go and buy guns. That's exactly what it is.
And you know it won't stand up to a constitutional challenge, because when you do that, that prohibits access to guns, which is also part of your constitutional rights. Illinois State Representative Brandon Phelps.